Passage 53. Phyllis Wheatley, B.
Phyllis Wheatley's first major work was an elegiac poem on the death of the celebrated divine. It was published in 1770. Phyllis wrote the long poem to honor a famous clergyman who had died. Phyllis wrote mostly about religion and morals. Many of her poems were created at the request of someone to honor a family member who had died. Her poems are representative of the times. They expressed common reactions to personal events, such as deaths or marriages, or they honored public events, such as battles.
Phyllis had an unusual life for a slave. Mrs. Wheatley had stopped having Phyllis do house cleaning jobs. She made sure Phyllis had time to study and to visit the family friends. But Phyllis was not permitted to make friends with other uneducated slaves. So she remained separate from both white and black worlds. While she was considered above the other black slaves, she was never considered an equal of white slave owners. One time she was invited to dinner in the home of one of Mrs. Wheatley's relations. The servants said that it was the first time they ever carried food to a woman with skin their color. But Phyllis usually sat at a table separate from the white people at a dinner party.
Phyllis Wheatley became famous in Europe as well as in America. She traveled to London in 1773 and gave poetry readings there. She was 20 years old. The writings of the young slave from Africa surprised everyone. During her visit in London, she was to have been presented to King George III. But she received urgent news from America. Mrs. Wheatley was very sick and had asked that Phyllis return to Boston. Phyllis returned home quickly. That meant she missed the publication in London of her book, Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral. It contained 38 of her poems. It was the first published book written by a black person in America, and it was only the second book written by an American woman. Newspapers in London highly praised her poems. Her book sold very well there and later in America.
Phyllis Wheatley had one more brief period of being famous. In 1775, she wrote a poem about George Washington. He had become commander of the colonial forces in the American Revolution. The poem was called His Excellency General Washington. It called Washington first in peace and honors. She sent her poem to him. Sometime later, she was invited to visit George Washington in his headquarters. It was an unusual visit between a black woman poet and a military commander.
Phyllis took care of Susanna during her long final sickness. When Mrs. Wheatley died in March 1774, Phyllis wrote that she had lost a friend and parent. After Susanna's death, Phyllis was freed by the Wheatley family. But her life became more difficult. She married John Peters, a free black man. He failed in many business attempts. Their three children died at a very young age. Phyllis tried to publish another book of her poems. But now that she was free, she had lost her appeal as a slave poet. Phyllis Wheatley died poor and alone in 1784. She was 31 years old.